Hello, and welcome back to We Are the Weirdos, Mister, the podcast for all things cult, camp, queer, and creepy. I am your host, Hillary Michelle Post, and I am joined today by Julie.
Hello.
And Heather.
Hey.
So today, we're going to just be kind of goofing around and having some fun because I wanted to do something fun for Valentine's Day, and I also didn't feel like doing research on a movie. I've been kind of busy. So I was like, oh, let's just have fun and goof off. It's the week, this will be going up like the week before, a week and a half before Valentine's Day. And a few days before Heather's birthday. Happy early birthday, Heather.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Heather.
Thank you. It's not my birthday yet.
Almost. Heather, by the way, if you hear any strange noises, is eating Olive Garden, which is totally understandable, so we're just letting it slide.
I have neglected to mention that I am also eating, but
fine. What are you eating?
Chicken pot pie.
Ooh.
My aunt made it for my grandparents, and then my grandma refused to eat it, so now it's mine. I'm almost done.
I had my dinner already. I had pizza, and now I'm having wine and fighting with my cat.
Pizza. God, pizza sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Got a really good deep dish from Jet's with banana peppers.
No.
Banana peppers are my favorite.
I don't like them.
What?
I don't like banana peppers. I never have, and I never will.
Wow, they were my favorite.
Friendship over.
Banana peppers could be the thing to end it all.
So of the three of us, we have one married lady and two single ladies. What are your guys' feelings on Valentine's Day?
It's fine.
It's fine.
It's a capitalist holiday that makes you buy stuff.
It's my wow. niece's birthday.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah. What's all their big milestones in that family are fall on the 14th. Weird. Huh.
Wild.
I like that. I don't know. Yeah, it's cute.
I mean, for someone who's like perpetually single, I still really like it. I think it's cute. I think it's like, I feel like Valentine's Day is Halloween's like slutty girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
There's something like inherently gothic about Valentine's Day. It's very like hearts and blood red and roses and thorns and chocolate and hedonism and lust. And it's just kind of like, it's kind of hard. It's kind of rock and roll, you know?
Is that supposed to be about snakes?
I think you're thinking of St. Patrick.
Oh, okay.
Didn't St. Patrick get all the snakes out of?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can understand my confusion.
I don't even know if I'm right. We could both be confused. Who knows?
I'll Google it.
Hopefully no one listens to this show to learn anything exceptionally important, because that's not what this program's for. So we're going to play a couple games. But I thought before we got into it, I was curious as to how you guys feel about like rom-coms and romantic movies, and what are some of your favorites?
I love them.
You love them?
And How to Lose a Guy in 2 Days is my favorite rom-com ever.
Nice.
I knew that you were going to say that.
Yeah, it's the best one, you guys.
Yeah, you're right.
I also love Forgetting Sarah Marshall, but is that a rom-com? I don't know.
Yeah. Ooh. I mean, I think it's more commie than rommy, but yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that the one with the vampire musical?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love it. Yeah, I mean, like, I like rom-coms. I don't know if I ever really watch a whole lot of them. I don't think I've ever seen, like, the quintessential ones. Like, I know it took me forever to watch, like, You've Got Mail and stuff like that.
Would you consider How to Lose to a Guy in 10 Days your favorite as well?
I'm trying to think. Hold on. I don't know. Hold on, let me go look at a list of rom-coms and see if there are other ones I like better.
I also love Crazy Stupid Love.
Oh, I like that one too.
I've only seen it a couple times.
This list considers Clueless on there. I'd put that up there.
No. I saw that on TikTok. TikTok did like rom-coms as zodiac signs, blah blah blah, and they had like Mean Girls and Clueless. I was like, those are not rom-coms. Sorry, no. Abject.
Okay. Sweet Home Alabama is on this list. I love that movie. You have a baby at a bar, which I hope to get to say to Heather someday.
Thank
you. Oh my God, Overboard! Overboard is my favorite rom-com. If that's a rom-com, that's my favorite.
Okay, fair.
You mean that Lindsay Lohan movie we watched around Christmas time?
Absolutely. Lindsay Lohan? Oh, ha! You've made a joke and I missed it. You're so funny. I love that.
No.
That was me. I missed the joke. It's so funny. I just woke up.
Heather's like, you know what?
No, it was genuinely funny. It took me a minute to get back into it. Oh my God. I'm sorry, Heather.
Friendship ruined.
I would say my favorite rom-com is probably When Harry Met Sally. I know every single word to it.
I've never seen it.
It is so good. It's so good. What about like dramas that are romantic? Like for me, like I would say my favorite romantic drama would be like Moulin Rouge.
Titanic. I like Titanic. I can't lie. I'm sad that my theater's not getting it for the release. I want to go watch it on the big screen.
Don't. It ruins it.
Really?
Yeah. I went to see it on the big screen for the 15th anniversary, I think it was.
Yeah.
And the CGI is so bad now. And seeing it on the big screen, you're like, oh my God. It's just like, yikes.
I'm sorry, I'm still looking at this rom-com list. There are lots of good ones on here.
Now I'm trying to think of drama romances I like.
Yeah, like, what about The Notebook or Romeo and Juliet or...
Oh! Romeo and Juliet! I watched the Leo version the other night.
Yes.
It's perfect.
It is perfect.
I love it. Oh, I'm going to watch it again when we're done. That's how much I like it.
I'm so bummed that neither of you have watched the Elvis movie yet. Like, it's Baz Luhrmann, guys. It's so fun. Luhrmann.
I know. Yes. I also want to put out there, and you're going to think that I'm pretentious and stupid, but if I say Pride and Prejudice, are you going to be mad at me? Because I actually really like those.
No, I'm going to be mad at you.
Okay, because, like, I was thinking about it, and I'm like, yeah. And I don't know if Jane Eyre counts, but gosh, diggity dang, I like the Michael Fassbender, Mia Wasikowska version.
Yeah, but I could go on for a whole thesis paper about how much I hate Mr. Rochester, but yes, my question.
I could do the same for why I hate Darcy. So, like, it's okay to like them, but if you were like, oh,
thinking about
the Darcy is the perfect guy, I was like, what the
fuck? No, I don't think he's the perfect guy. I just like the story.
Yeah, that's fair. Speaking of Clueless, have you guys ever watched any adaptations of Emma other than Clueless?
No. I don't know. Maybe. I just don't know what they are.
Well, there's Emma and Emma.
I haven't seen that, and I want to, but I haven't.
I've seen the one that came out a couple years ago with Anya Taylor-Joy. It was okay.
Was that before she had that facial surgery or no?
I think so.
Ugh. I like her face. Sorry.
There's one from the 90s with Gwyneth Paltrow. And there's
I have seen that one.
Ewan McGregor's in it for like 2 seconds, but I've never seen it, and I need to.
So sometimes when I cat sit for my coworker, like before he had internet, I would go out there and like he has like every movie on DVD ever. And so I will go out there and like watch, like he had a bunch of those, like, I don't know. He has a bunch of the, what's her name? Oh my God. Austin adaptations. And so I'll just sit there in the dark and watch them. And I watched Emma, like I watched every single one of them that he had, and they were all really good. And I'm like, I should read these books.
Sense and Sensibility is good too.
Yeah.
With Kate Winslet. That's a good
one. Yeah. Is that the one with Alan Rickman?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's good.
Yeah. Speaking of love movies and Alan Rickman. Yeah, so I have a couple goofy games. The first one is kind of like a Family Feud type deal. I figured you guys could work together. Be a little team.
Okay.
I have like these questions about Valentine's Day that they like asked 100 people and got the top three answers for each question. And I'm going to see if you guys can name the top three answers of each question.
Do you not remember what happened a minute ago? Now I have to work with her?
Yes, you do. It's all about love. All right. So. Top three answers on the board. Name something commonly associated with Valentine's Day.
Cupid.
Hearts.
Hearts.
Should we go with candy? Roses?
Hearts, candy. And the third one is like the most obvious one. Love.
So, oh. Oh.
Name a place that might be busy on Valentine's Day.
Is it just generic, like a restaurant?
Restaurant is one.
Movie theater.
Movie theater's two. And the number one answer, the top answer is actually like a type of store.
Pharmacy.
Yeah.
Pharmacy.
Get their cards.
They're getting condoms.
Oh. Is that what
florist? Florist, you freaks. Everyone's at CVS getting Plan B.
Julie skipped flowers.
No one's ever bought me flowers.
They die, Julie. You don't want them.
No, I do. I actually really do want them. It's fine.
The last time I had a Valentine's, which wasn't even like a real, like we weren't actually seeing each other. We were just like fuck buddies, but I made him buy me chocolate covered strawberries instead of flowers. I'm just like, if you're going to give me something, like, give me something I can eat.
Yeah.
Fuck flowers.
I hear you guys, but I really wanted the flowers and my ex-boyfriend knew I wanted flowers, but he still didn't buy them for me, which is probably why he's my ex-boyfriend.
Yeah. He was a putz. Name something you might buy on Valentine's Day.
Condoms.
Flowers.
Flowers.
Plan B.
Chocolate. A card. Chocolate.
Candy and card. Yeah. Candy, flowers, and card are the top three answers. Name something heart-shaped you might get for Valentine's Day.
Chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Condoms.
Well, I was thinking, like, you know how they get those boxes of flowers and like the shapes of hearts?
That's not one of the top answers, but I know what you're talking about, man.
Gosh darn it. Soap.
What? No. The other two of the top, Heather got the one is candy. The other two are cards.
Wait. Oh.
And?
Condoms.
Oh my God.
Balloons.
Oh my God. If somebody got me a balloon, I would be like, well, no, I'd probably really like it because I'm a sucker and I'm sad and alone. But either way. Jesus. This is going to backfire for you, dog.
The question's dumb. Name the most romantic city in the world.
Oh, they're probably going to say Paris.
Paris is number one. Mm-hmm.
Rome
is number two.
Oh, what about like Venice or something like that?
Mm-mm.
Mm.
Think stateside for the third one.
Most romantic.
New York
is correct.
What is romantic about New York? I love
I have
New York.
No idea.
The pizza rat is romantic, Heather, with a capital R.
I mean, I love New York, but it is nasty.
Yeah.
But in like the romantic sort of way.
No, it's just nasty.
It's nasty.
Pizza rat.
All right. Name the worst place to celebrate Valentine's Day.
The bowling alley.
No.
Oh. Jail?
Jail is number one. Good job.
On a plane? I don't know.
The other two are kind of dumb. The other two are at work, which obviously.
Yeah.
The other one is at home, which I disagree with greatly. That'd be like the number one place I'd want to spend Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
You don't have to deal with crowds. It could be nice and private and romantic, and you can go to the bone zone. Like, what's wrong with best place? Name, this is fucked up. Name something you would give on Valentine's Day to break up.
Oh, herpes.
By the way, I'm leaving you.
A breakup card.
A Dear John letter. Is, yeah.
Dear John. I don't know. A basket full of snakes.
Is nothing an option? I give you nothing because we're breaking up.
The other ones are dumb.
Ghosting them?
No.
Oh, okay.
The top answer was a Dear John letter. The other ones were dead flowers, which is fucked up. Who would do that? If someone gives you dead flowers, like, you are dodging a bullet.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the other one was Kleenex.
Yeah, we're breaking up.
Yeah, here's a box of Kleenex. I'm dumping you. Or conversely,
the Kleenex are when you cry in the office when your boyfriend breaks up for you with you while you're doing the deposit.
That's very specific.
That happened to no one we know.
not a soul.
Let's see. Oh, this is stupid. I didn't read these before. Can you tell? Name a sign that two people are in love.
A sign to... I don't know. These are more than one word answers.
They say, I love you. I don't know.
The top answers are kissing.
Okay. That's
holding
not...
hands.
You don't have to be in love to kiss.
You don't have to be in love to hold hands either. The third one kind of makes sense. They're married.
I mean, I guess.
I guess. All right.
You really don't have to be allowed to get married, but whatever.
Yeah. Nope.
Yeah. Heather did it just for the green card.
Yeah.
I was just about to say that. I was like, yeah, it's just for the green card.
I mean, the health insurance is nice.
I just wanted a good waffle, a good gravy boat. That's horrible.
Yeah, yeah, Waffle Maker.
The Waffle Maker Fable. Okay, this one isn't technically Valentine's Day related, but it was in this Valentine's Day game package, and it looked really fun. So this is superlatives. It's Valentine's most likely to. So we have to decide amongst the three of us, which these apply the most. So of the three of us, who is most likely to cry while watching a rom-com?
Me.
Yeah, I was going to say you too.
I'm in a really vulnerable place in my life right now, but yeah, probably Julie.
It's me. I cried at Batman, you guys.
Oh God, I forgot about that.
Wait. The Batman?
No, Dark Knight Rises.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Like that, wow.
Yeah, have you not heard the story, Hillary?
I feel like I guess not.
I was full on sobbing at the Dark Knight Rises in the movie theater that I currently work at, and some kid approached me and said, "Ma'am, are you okay?" While okay, I was sobbing at Dark Knight Rises.
Were you crying at the movie or was something
yes.
else wrong?
I was crying at the movie.
Okay. So just, Julie wins that one.
I think this is just a moment for Julie and I to remember when we watched the second Hunger Games movie and like literally bawled our eyes out and how
that we did. We went to, no, it was like a full on, like it was basically a date. Like yeah. We went and we got the deal at Red Lobster where we had like an appetizer, two entrees and dessert, which yeah. we took to go. And then we went to the movie theater and we watched Hunger Games, started crying when they were on their way to the Capitol and didn't stop the whole movie. And, like, we were full on sobbing, and then we went to the car, still sobbing, and ate our brownies.
Yeah. That is that cool?
That is, in fact, exactly what happened.
Yes.
All right, so, of the three of us, who's most likely to go off the grid?
Me.
Heather.
You guys love the grid.
You no, it's more that, like, you'll go to the farm and then we don't talk to you for like a day or two.
Yeah.
Which is not an indictment. Again, not an indictment, just to like, that's what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, couldn't do it. That was an easy one.
Yeah.
This one's tricky. Of the three of us, who's most likely to become a millionaire?
Heather.
Probably Heather.
What the hell am I going to do to become?
I don't. You're the one that you're the smartest. So,
Hillary's podcast.
Oh. That you guys are on. Okay, A, you guys are on like every episode with me, and B, we have like 20 listeners. Hi, 20 listeners. Love you.
We should like. You know what? If we ever get the chance, we should start doing the video ones, and you should clip them to TikTok because we would get more listeners. I know it.
Yeah.
Ooh, ouch.
I just always dread having to like. I thought about doing that so many times, and I'm just like, oh, I'd have to put makeup on and stuff.
Yeah, I'm actually just kidding because I had to watch myself on an observation the other day. I look like a walking toad, so never mind.
You don't look like a toad.
Oh, brother, yes, I do.
No, you don't.
No, you don't. Of the three of us, well, this one's less hard because Heather's already married, but of the three of us, who's most likely to elope?
Me, because I don't want a wedding.
Fair.
Fair.
I guess Julie. Most likely to break a world record, Heather.
What, for what? That'd be easy. Julie would break a world record for like the silliest thing.
Not to be conceited, but I agree with you.
Yeah, I mean, take it. It was.
I kind of agree with you.
Yeah, okay. Not a dig, it's a compliment.
You're right. Yeah, I can see Julie doing something for just for the lulz. Yeah.
I saw one the other day. It was like the longest kiss. And I was like, are you really going to make somebody sit there and watch you smooch? It was like 58 hours. I was like, ew. What? I wouldn't want to watch it for 58 hours.
Ew. I wouldn't want to participate in that for 58 hours.
Ew. No. Ugh. You wait, hold on. 58 hours? You know they had to pee at some time.
Oh, yeah, yeah, but you can kiss on a toilet.
You must be able to. Either that or they diapered up.
Oh my god.
Like that woman who wore the NASA yeah. diaper to kill her husband.
I'll never forget about that. I think about that astronaut lady frequently. Like, I wonder where she is today. Probably still in prison.
Of the three of us, who will live the longest?
Julie, just for spite.
Julie out of spite.
You say that, but the beatus is going to get me. I think it's Heather. Sorry, Hillary.
That's okay. I almost want to say myself out of irony.
Oh, I could see that.
Just so it wouldn't be so much a spite as it would just be like dramatic irony. I don't want that to be the case, for the love of God, but I just
imagine can't wait till you get in your crotchety, like, grandma age stage.
It's funny how you pretend like she's not there.
Yeah. I'm in my grandpa era.
Not fine.
I'm not even a grandma, I'm a grandpa. I just imagine Lacey and I getting like really, really old together and living together and taking care of each other.
Like secondhand lions?
Yeah. Except for no annoying Haley Joel Osment around.
Aww. Oh, Haley.
No, we'd be like Stalker Channing and Diane Wiest in Practical Magic.
And if you replace it this way, it's Diane Wiest.
The three of us, who's most likely to lose their phone?
Me, I think.
I agree.
Yeah. Tracks. If I lose my phone, I have like a complete meltdown, so it's not me.
Well, I'm a. Are you guys also perpetual silent people?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, it makes it tricky.
Sure ain't annoying.
I don't even have to ask this one. Sorry, Julie.
Uh-oh.
Spend money on something stupid.
It's me! Oh my god, you want to buy my freaking unborn child pit vipers?
Yeah, I do. I'm buying us all pit vipers and Crocs.
We don't want them.
I can't wait.
Hey, me, speak for yourself.
Me, Hillary, and the baby are going to get Crocs.
Yeah.
Heather, you can goth get some, Crocs. Too. You want goth? Oh, my God. Baby goth Crocs would be so cute.
He'd hurt himself.
No, I'll put the safety spikes on.
Yeah, put little rubber ones on.
Yeah. Got this.
What happened to your kids? Well, Aunt Julie came to town.
Oh, my God. I haven't looked at baby pit vipers in a minute.
Weren't they sold out last time you looked?
Yeah, that's why I'm going to look.
That's ridiculous.
That's the best part. It's getting closer. It's getting closer. Like, it's time.
Oh, that's funny.
I feel like Rafiki. I'll feel like Rafiki when I put him on his face. It's his time.
Instead of, like, smearing the fruit juice on his forehead, is putting the...
Oh, dude.
Oh,
the baby vipes are in stock.
God, do I even want to know how much they cost?
$40.
Ah, see? Nothing that's made that little should be that expensive.
No, correct.
Like the $100 Vans I sent you guys the other day?
Goddamn ridiculous.
They're so good for 6 days.
I know.
Who's most likely to join a cult?
Maybe me.
What'd you say?
I said also maybe me. I don't know. I listen to a lot of podcasts about cults, so maybe not.
I don't know. I don't think any of us would.
No, I think we're all a little too... We do too much true crime for that, I think.
Yeah.
It made me think of those TikToks. I was like, what would it take for you to join a cult? And people were like, snacks.
Yeah.
I guess it depends on the cult. I don't know. I'm just so much of a loner. Like, anything that requires group activity, I'm like, ugh.
Julie, that picture you sent us of that baby and the pit vipers, it is bawling. It is not happy.
Well, yeah, it's a...
not I having mean, glasses.
No, you don't know it's because of the glasses.
Hillary, when you post this video, will you also post this baby in the pit vipers?
Sure. Yeah, he does look kind
Hold
of
on. Hold on. I'll get...
He's not having it.
No, I'm getting a happy baby. Here we go. I got a better one. Actually, these are probably the ones I would buy because these are more Heather's colors. There you go. I got a better. You can post a selection of baby vapes online.
Oh,
yeah. Cute. I know.
Or
isn't that just a little bit better?
Oh, yeah. Man. Does that sway you, Heather?
Does that sway me?
Yeah.
No,
shit.
No, they're $40.
They're cute as heck.
We'll get them.
Yeah, I'm getting them.
That's like a hundred diapers or something. Like,
listen, yeah, but it would be so cute.
My poor child. I'm sorry, Benjamin.
I'm not sorry. I'll get, oh, yeah, these are the ones he needs.
All right, focus up.
Okay.
Of the three of us, who's most likely to ghost someone after a date? Me.
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 Oh, it's both of us, because I also do that constantly.
Well, you date more than me, so I guess technically...
Oh. To be fair, I know that ghosting people is not nice, but the last guy I went on a date with is an anti-vaxxer.
That was warranted.
I mean, if it's only one date, then, like, whatever. I mean, they're going to figure it out real fast that you're not interested.
Yeah.
It's not like you ghosted someone after, like, dating him for 3 months or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've had that happen to me. But it wasn't 3 months. It was, like, a while. He just fell off the face of the earth. I'm like, oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah, that's a lot more wrong than after one date.
Yeah, people suck. Most likely to act on a crush.
You.
Me?
Yeah.
Definitely not Julie. My God, she's had a man she's been in love with for years and hasn't told him.
Ooh, yeah, he invited me out to a show. I think he has a girlfriend.
Do you want this on the podcast?
I don't care.
Okay.
He won't listen.
Okay. I wasn't spilling the beans on who it was.
Most likely to serenade someone.
Julie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I like to sing a In the moon and the June and the spring.
I'm the three of us who's most likely to become a nun.
They don't want. They'd be like, no.
Oh, God.
I don't know. I don't think they can turn you away. I don't think I'd want to be a nun.
No.
No. Doesn't sound like fun. I don't know. Some of those nuns on TikTok look like they have a good time. But no.
There's nuns on TikTok?
Yeah, dog.
Huh. I'm on the wrong side of TikTok.
I ended up on Italian Baroque castrati TikTok yesterday.
Of course you did.
I was finding a way to shoehorn it into this podcast, too. It's incredible. I learned a lot of things I'd never learned before.
Who would be most likely to fall in love at first sight?
Well, me, because my husband.
Aww.
I was like, I'm gonna marry him.
Oh, did you? That's so cute. Who of us would be most likely to get back with an ex?
Ugh.
It's me, right?
No, I mean, I don't think any of us are bad about that.
Well, I have nightmares about it constantly.
Well, good. That's not good, but like, don't do it. It's just like your brain being like, you don't want to do that again.
Who's most likely to be late to the party?
It's me. Yeah. It's always me. If I'm not early, I'm late.
And if you're early, you're like really early.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's me. I'm always super early because it's my anxiety. I'm like, I gotta be there early. Who's most likely to run for president? Heather.
No.
I don't want that job. I thought I wanted that job, but that was before. Not anymore.
No.
Yeah, no.
That's awful.
If the question was more like, who's most likely to like fight in the revolution, I would say all of us.
Yes.
Vive la revolution. Let's see. Most likely to win big in Vegas. I think me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, especially because I'm not a gambler. I don't like it.
Oh, Lacey and I are going, have already talked about it. We're going to, there's a casino in West Virginia that we're going to go to in Plymouth.
Nice. Have fun.
Going to get all dressed up and you can smoke in there. We're just going to like chain smoke and drink and play the slots.
Is that about Wheeling?
I think so.
Nice.
She's been there. I haven't yet.
I got drunk there once.
Nice.
Like I went with my brothers. Tim dropped $300 gambling. Frankie went with 50, came back with 100. I went with 25 and came back drunk, and I had a great time.
Most likely to go on a blind date, Julie.
Ooh, already done that, so yeah.
Yeah. Most likely to survive the apocalypse.
I mean, I don't want to, but I think it's me.
It is you because I simply would pass away.
Yeah, same.
I ain't trying to live that life. Yeah. I simply would die.
Same.
Yeah, I mean, I ain't either. I just feel like...
You've been thinking about it longer.
I spend way too much time thinking about it.
I know. That's why it's you.
I'd be like, Bruce, how would we get to the farm if the world was ending? How would I get there?
Man, my backup plan for the longest time was to go to my grandma's when the bears were still alive. I'm like, we got a bunch of like military equipment. We have bears. That's the place to be. But grandparents are passed. The bears have passed. And so that's all shot to hell.
You're just going to have to trap new bears.
Yeah, I guess.
I want to see Hillary trap a bear.
You know what is so hard? Watching people live your dreams. That woman on TikTok that gets to slap the hams of the big cats. Oh what a life she lives.
I know.
What a life. Oh, I wish I could smack those hams.
God, do you remember in Red Dragon? When he takes to the
girl
on the date to pet the tiger. That's the coolest date ever. I was gonna say. That was the end of the the superlative game. I forget what I was going to say. Something about cats. Oh, yes. We got to go to the Carolina Tiger Rescue together. I've been wanting to go back ever since I went the first time. I want to take Heather. I want to take the babies. Fine, we'll take my friend Felicia and her babies too. And Abby and Kenny and Garrett and Benji. And just, that'd be great.
I also think that I would love to purchase some of the art by the tigers or lions, by the big cats.
They lay off.
Yeah. It's really cute. They'll, like, just, like, give them a non-toxic paint and canvas and let them roll around.
That's so cute.
I know. It's super cute. I have a bookmark somewhere that has art on it that they, Cougar made, but I don't know any of it.
Speaking of cats, is it true that they found Carol Baskin's husband that we thought she killed?
I had heard that. They found him down in Costa Rica.
I heard that too, but I don't think it's been confirmed.
Huh.
Because, like, the only source of that information was Carol.
Oh.
She said that, like, in passing, that, like, oh, the cops found him down there, which they never really said for sure if they did. And then a bunch of newspapers took that quote and ran with it. So it's like, well, can't really believe her.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. So I have some Valentine's Day trivia that you guys won't know any of the answers. All the answers are, like, really easy or really hard. There's no in between.
Okay.
Great.
For instance, this one's easy. Who is the Roman goddess of love?
The Roman goddess of love?
Yes.
Well, I want to say Aphrodite, but that isn't that her Greek name?
That's her Greek name.
Well, shit, Freckles. I don't know.
Now, remember, what are all of the gods named after in the Romans?
Oh, Venus.
Yeah, there you go.
Sorry, it took me a minute. I went straight to Greek.
Yeah, where they get you? I'm trying to be tricky. In which city did Romeo and Juliet take place?
Fair Verona.
What else is Valentine the patron saint of? Love and what else?
I don't know.
Love and thunder. Snakes!
Beekeepers.
Oh, actually, you know what? Now that you say that, I actually think I did know that.
Oh, you're so full of shit.
No, it sounds familiar, though, is what I meant. I meant that it sounded familiar. Sorry. I have heard that.
Cupid is usually depicted holding what?
I want to say harp, but I think it's a lyre.
No. A harp? Those are cherubs. Those are angels. No.
Oh, fuck, bow.
There you go. Bow and arrow.
That's what you're right. I said, Joy.
Sorry, I didn't hear you. I was.
Oh, I didn't hear you either. I'm sorry.
I was too busy being loudly wrong.
The name of Julie's biography.
You're right.
Loud and wrong. Life and times of Julie.
It do be like that.
In what year was Valentine's Day first declared a feast day?
Oh.
Here's a hint. It's only three numbers long.
Oh.
Whoa. Sorry, my just zoomed into the room.
You'll never guess this in a million years. I don't even know why I bother asking.
716.
Way before then.
435.
Woo! Close.
Damn.
496.
Woo!
What brain chemical is known as the love hormone?
Dopamine? Serotonin. One of the two.
Nope.
Damn.
Any guesses, Heather?
I have a guess, but I think it's... I don't know. I don't
just be talk. Loud and wrong.
I don't want to be loud or wrong.
Oh. Wait.
I want to be quiet and wrong.
I don't know, Hillary. Just tell me.
Oxytocin.
That's what I thought.
See, you would have been loud and right.
Dang it. I don't want to be real stupid if it's not right.
Which popular website was founded on Valentine's Day 2005?
OkCupid.
No.
Pornhub.
Close.
Oh. YouPorn? RedTube?
Closer.
Oh. YouTube?
YouTube. There you go.
Oh.
How is it close when I said Pornhub?
Because it's a streaming site. That's just YouTube for porn.
Okay. You're right.
There would be no Pornhub if it weren't for YouTube.
Fair. Just like there'd be no Google image search without Jennifer Lopez's dress.
From which type of building was the oldest known Valentine's card sent?
What?
Which type of building?
Yeah, and a place.
An Acropolis.
The fuck is that?
A pantheon?
No.
A palazzo.
No. Now you're just saying words. You're just saying.
The post office.
No.
No. You said building.
A prison.
Oh.
Oh, I wouldn't know. I was thinking post office too, Julie.
I told you, Heather, just be loud and wrong. It's fun.
Julie just starts naming types of architecture. She's like... Oh, God.
It makes it funny.
Which internal organ was thought to cause love in medieval times?
Stomach.
Mm-mm. Wait.
Okay.
Liver.
It is liver. Good job.
All right, Hannibal Lecter.
I forget how I know that, but I think it's a This American Life episode.
Nice. Aw, in what country is Valentine's Day known as Friends Day?
Aw.
Is this in Japan? Or no. China?
No.
Oh.
European. Close.
Oh. Finland?
Finland, yeah.
Finland, oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, again, you'll never figure this out.
Okay.
In what year did Saint Valentine die?
Ooh.
216.
Damn, that's close.
235?
What number would be funny?
Ha! 269!
Yeah! which U.S. state produces most of the country's red roses?
Huh. Can we get a quadrant?
Yeah.
Southwest.
California.
It's California. Yeah. What color of rose symbolizes friendship?
Yellow.
It is yellow. Well done. And that's all our trivia.
Oh, we weren't bad at it. We weren't that bad at it.
No. You guys did it. Pretty great, actually. All right. So we've been bullshitting for about 45 minutes to an hour. So we'll call this an episode. I hope you all played along at home and enjoyed us being stupid.
I'll never forget that one time you were asking somebody questions and I was in my car listening, screaming at you like you could hear me.
When was this?
It was on one of your episodes with Lacey, and you guys were like, what's this about? And I was like, ah, in the car.
Was it their Christmas trivia?
Maybe. Yeah, it was the Christmas trivia one, because it was about the 12 Days of Christmas.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So I'm sure someone else out there is going to have the same experience. I know it.
They're not going to think the post office when...
Yeah. They're gonna be listening at home like, dear God, these women. All right, you guys have any final thoughts on Valentine's Day?
It comes but once a year.
Beautiful. All right, well, thank you guys for playing with me. I appreciate it.
Aw, it was fun. I like that.
Yes, it was fun. Thank you for having us.
And thank you all at home for listening and indulging us in our silliness. You can support the podcast by clicking the link in the description. It'll take you to our support page where you can make a one-time donation or sign up for a monthly patronage. You can also support the podcast by sharing it with your friends and followers. Post the link, spread our episodes around, help us grow our audience. And we hope you guys have a happy and safe Valentine's Day, and we'll catch you in the next episode. Until next time, we are the Weirdos, Mister.